This is St. Louis Public Radio. The protests which erupted after Michael Brown's death 3 years ago are coming to the big screen. The film, Whose Streets, aims to combat dominant media narratives about the events. The filmmakers wanted to tell the story from the perspective of people dedicated to making their voices heard in the brutal summer heat. Today, those voices will be heard in theaters nationwide. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold has the story.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Saba Faloyan was living in New York when she heard about Michael Brown Jr.'s death and the subsequent protests. Outraged by the circumstances of Brown's death, she decided to step up and hit the streets in Ferguson.
And I just felt like I have to go. I have to somehow be there and stand with people and be a part of it. I can't just be a, you know, so-called armchair activist. So I went.
Once on the ground, she quickly began filming protests. She found a local partner in artist Damon Davis, who'd been involved in various actions. Together, they co-directed and produced Whose Streets, a film chronicling the first couple years of the Ferguson protests. They created the film in response to media portrayal of the events. Faloyan says nightly news coverage only sensationalized the protests, emphasized violent incidents, and failed to capture the complexity of protesters' concerns.
People were invested in the story of today or tomorrow, the scandal, the update about the case, these different things, but we didn't see people investing in, like, what is the human truth of this situation?
Davis says he and Faloyan want to highlight the voices of people in the movement, people connected to the city and the issues raised by the shooting.
This is our story to tell. Nobody else should be relegated or allowed to tell this story. But us. But us.
So the directors embedded themselves in the community. They documented protesters' personal lives as well as their actions in the street. They show prominent protesters as parents making breakfast or discussing the struggle of Black people and other people of color with their kids, or dropping those same kids off at school.
I'll come see you today at lunchtime.
Lunch.
Enjoy. Have a good day.
The film contains those sweet scenes, but there's still a fair share of standoffs with police.
We will continue to fight for our rights!
And the directors don't shy away from footage that captures the tension during protests. One clip depicts people blocking highway traffic and a cop who picks up a protester and slams him to the ground. Both Faloyan and Davis found strength in their own histories and a tradition of Black descent. Faloyan cites James Baldwin, W.E.B. Du Bois, and Harriet Tubman as conceptual influences. Davis draws inspiration from his parents.
So they remember colored water fountains. My father integrated a school in East St. Louis. My father was a Black Panther. My mom was a sharecropper. They have lost people to violence due to racism in real life.
That history fuels the film's mission, to preserve for future generations the experiences of protesters fighting for their rights.
Our truth is never told. And my personal thing was just like, this story is for everybody before us and people that are not even born yet. And somebody has to put this in a can and capture the essence of what it is. And so when you come up against this kid that's not even been born yet, you will know that somebody has already felt this.
The documentary opens tonight at local theaters and across the country. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.